Welcome to God's Laws for Business. This is the first teaching on the law of researching, experimenting, and testing. All of God's laws for business are very important, and they're important as you put them together like a chain that would pull you out of poverty into success. But this particular law is one that you need to make as a real habit in your life. This will never, ever go away. You will always be doing research, always be experimenting, always testing. Let's start with a scripture from the Word of God. It comes in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Without consultation and wise advice, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors they are established and succeed. Oh, that's a good verse. We also like to have quotes from notable people that have had success in life. This is from a man by the name of Dave Ramsey. Pray like it all depends on God, but work like it all depends on you. You could memorize that short quote and use that throughout your entire life. Have you ever found yourself wanting to start or wanting to expand your business, but not knowing where to get started? Or thinking, if I can just get a loan, then I can start my business. Where can I get the money? How will I have the capital? Well, you are in good company because that's exactly where Esther was at one point in her life. Let's hear the story of Esther. Uncle Roger, Esther exclaimed as she dropped the laundry she had been scrubbing. What brings you into town? Esther, it's good to see you. I'm here to help a friend, Simeon. He got a loan from the bank where I work to start his business. He's a good guy, but his lack of business experience is getting him into trouble. I wish I could have advised him when he was just getting started. Uncle Roger, would you help me start my business? Oh, the words just fell out of Esther's mouth before she realized what she was saying. I'm really passionate about travel and seeing the world. Would you help me start that business? I'd love to help you with tourism. Have you traveled outside the country yet? Asked Uncle Roger. Esther replied, I have not, but I know two people who seem to be making really good money as travel agents. Esther, copying another person's business because it looks successful is a very bad idea on many levels. Simeon, for example, was absolutely convinced that if he could just get enough capital to start his chicken farm, then he could replicate the success of his friends who seemed to be having great success. I emphasize that they seemed to be having success. You see, I know for a fact that at least one of these two friends was losing money every day they were open. Tragically, last month, that person was forced to sell the land that his family owned just to buy chicken feed. Simeon wanted to copy his friends and start with 1,000 hens. He got a big loan and did just that. Unfortunately, he failed to vaccinate the hens, and he was already down to only 700 chickens. If he had started with just 10 chickens, this lesson would have cost him much less. His vaccination teacher could have been 3 chickens, but instead it was 300 chickens. He could have gained the same experience on a small scale. Instead, his mistakes are playing out on a large scale with much larger consequences. Speaking of which, I must go to Simeon before he kills another 100 chickens by feeding them raw beans or green tomatoes, he said with a chuckle. I will be back next week. In the meantime, think about what kind of business will work best for you. A business that uses some knowledge you already have or skill that you've been practicing and developing over the past years. I have seen far too many people fail because they ignored their previous experiences. Esther, I don't want that to happen to you. Throughout the next week, Esther kept combing through her past to identify areas where she had some skill. She was not an expert at anything, but every year she looked forward to her younger brother's birthday. She enjoyed making a large birthday cake for him, and she would work late into the night to make sure it looked so good and tasted even better. The cakes always seemed to disappear within minutes of the landing on the table at the party. Perhaps that's what she could do. She could actually make a cake. Esther's thoughts were interrupted by her Uncle Roger knocking at the door. She quickly let him in. Uncle, I have thought a lot about your question. I think I could start baking cakes, you know, for parties and gatherings and things like that. Great idea. Your cakes are better than most bakeries. How are you going to start? Uncle Roger said. I thought I could rent a stall at the Saturday market. Starting small, like you said? Esther had dreamed over the last year of owning a real bakery, a big one in the city, and she was proud that she was willing to start small, as she knew her Uncle Roger would suggest. "Okay, how many cakes or baked treats will you have to make?" her uncle questioned. "Well, I was thinking maybe 20 cakes," she said with confidence. Uncle Roger asked, "Well, how much will this all cost you?" She thought for a moment. "For all the ingredients and to rent the market stall, it is a lot more than what I really have right now. It is actually what I would make in a whole month working at my regular job. Do you think you could lend me some money?" Uncle Roger said no, very firmly. This took her by surprise. She was thinking that this is not a very large amount of money at all. She knew that he could either loan the money directly from his pocket, or he could help her get a loan at the bank where he worked. Uncle Roger continued, "I know this shocks you, but after the great amount of financial trouble that Simeon has encountered, I made a promise to myself. I will not enable a repeat of the pain that Simeon suffers. Instead, I will help those that I love with guidance and equipping them to avoid that pain at all costs. I am proud of you for recognizing an area you have experience in, and you should think this through. To be able to pay back the loan, you will need to sell 14 whole cakes each week. That might be possible if you get really lucky or if everything goes perfectly. But what if the manager of the market gives you the stall in the very back where you have no traffic? What happens if there's a very bad weather day and it rains and pours and nobody comes to the market? Or what if your upcoming election explodes into riots and the market is closed? And even if you get lucky and if none of these things happen, there is still your product. How many cakes have you made at one time for one single event in the past?" All the excitement had been drained from Esther. She meekly replied, "Just two." "Esther, you are asking to get a loan to instantly increase your production by 10 times more than you have ever produced in the past. You can't take that big a leap when you're getting started. You must grow step by step. Like Simeon, when he stretched yourself to the max, even the smallest setback could destroy your business. So without getting a loan, how many cakes could you afford to make right now?" "I'm already going to make two this weekend for a friend's birthday party," she offered. "Great. Consider this the weekend of the official start of your business, and everyone at the party is your customer. Make the best cakes you possibly can. Try two different recipes and experiment a little with one of the cakes, and then commit to getting feedback from as many of the people as you can about both cakes. Which one did you like the best and why, you should ask? Or do you have any suggestions that could improve my cakes? Ask as many questions as you can." "Okay, but I don't know half of the people there, and I hate asking questions," Esther replied. "Well, that is perfect that you don't know them," Uncle Roger chuckled. As he started to leave, he said, "Especially if your experimental cakes turn out to be accidentally filled with poison." She shook her head at her uncle, but she was full of energy. She was already thinking through what recipe she could try. Let's pause this story at this point, and we'll pick it up in our next teaching. Let's talk about some things you can do right now that will make a difference in your business. God uses your unique past to prepare you for today. Your life experiences and skills are the seeds for your business to start, grow, and to be healthy. Your first business should draw directly from your personal skills and experience. This is something you have already right inside of you. Think about Esther. She simply used the experience that she had gained from baking cakes for her family. This is true in my own personal life. I started a transportation company. I didn't know much about how to move furniture. I started with what I had, which was a borrowed horse trailer, and I learned by experimenting and testing. Each time I moved somebody, I learned something new. Remember, you don't have to know everything about your business to begin your journey of starting, fixing, or growing your business. At this stage, learn enough to do your first few low-cost experiments. Esther didn't know how to run a bakery, but she knew how to make two cakes. She started at that level. And if you're fixing problems or expanding your business, take small steps, not giant leaps. Then, as you expand your business, you will need to continue to research and grow in knowledge to match the business growth. Your systems and processes that worked when you were small may need to be adjusted as you grow. Then learn from the experiences of others. It will help you avoid setbacks. This is like money in the bank. Every time you can learn from somebody else's experience, it saved you money. Part of research is to find other businesses that are doing something similar to what you want to do and learn as much as you can from them. I personally took time to travel to other cities outside of my market, and I would look up the kind of business I was interested in, and in talking to these business owners, I would tell them I was not in their market. I would never be their competitor. And you would be surprised. They were many times very willing to help me. As we get into the second part of this lesson, you will learn that Esther visited a local bakery in another city, and from just observing pricing at that store and asking a few questions, it helped her get ahead. Now, she wasn't copying them. She's asking questions so that she can understand the market. In my transportation company, I did this all the time. I happened to have a son that was very good in what we called World Cup football. We traveled for that sport, and while we were at those new cities, I would find the businesses that were similar to mine or the one that I wanted to grow into, and I would ask questions. I must say it again. Don't ask questions like you're copying what the other person has done. Ask it in a way that you're understanding the principles, the concepts, the guidelines that help that person make their decisions. Your situation could be different, but you can learn many things from another person in another city. Getting started in business sometimes is difficult because you don't have the experience you need to actually launch. Gaining experience from others is critical. If I was choosing a job that paid the most, or that gave me the most experience, I would choose the one that gave me the most experience, even if it didn't pay as well as the other job. One consideration you might make is being a volunteer. If you can just hang around somebody with experience, you can learn a lot. Being willing to volunteer to mow the grass, or wash the dishes, or mop the floor, or sweep the warehouse, those are things that volunteers could do, and you could hang around those people with experience. Don't expect them to stop their day and teach you like they're in a course, but you can gain a lot of experience from observation. Being a volunteer can open doors for future paying jobs. This could let a future boss judge and see your character, your willingness to work, and your willingness to learn. This lesson would not be complete unless you're serious enough to ask this very important question. What are two specific ways that you will research your idea? Thank you for being a part of God's Laws for Business.